Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Do folks, and another great big beginning of the week Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers and the rest of the gang on the Lucky You to you. We have some interesting news we're going to tell you a little bit later on about in today's visit, but first things first. So let's start out with a cowboy's dream when payday rolls around.
I'm dressing up in style for in a little while I'm gonna ride into town. And every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and pull when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave the cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is good? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle off into town to mingle with all my friends I love. And maybe a blue-eyed gal will wait for her bronco pal to ride o'er the hot desert ground. Blue heart and golden hair know that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around.
I'm dressing up in style for in a little while I'm gonna until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around.
Thank you very much, folks. Well, now that payday rolled around and we've spent the money, what do we do? Yeah.
Well, if you really want the folks to start talking about the Lucky You, well, tell them about a certain songwriter.
Songwriter? You don't mean Bob Nolan.
Your dad blame tootin', I don't.
Tim Spencer?
No, I don't mean Tim Spencer. They're fair writers, too, but there's another great writer, you know. Who? Say that again.
Who?
You sound like a dad blame who now.
Oh, sure.
For your information, bud, in case you don't know, his first name begins with a S.
An S?
Yep.
Oh, of course, Shug. How could I forget?
Yeah, now we're getting someplace.
Friends, we're honoring a great songwriter this week on The Lucky You.
Now, you're talking, Pearman.
In fact, he has promised to stop by The Lucky You and pay us a visit on Thursday, at which time we're planning to just dedicate our entire program to him.
Well, I didn't expect you to go that far, old pioneer buddy.
Well, as Shug says, his first name begins with S, and he's the writer of the greatest Western tune of all time, Stan Jones.
Stan Jones?
Yeah.
I've been sabotaged. I've been sold down the river by my own buddy.
Well, Shug, who did you think I meant?
Well,
don't you agree that Stan Jones is a great songwriter?
Well, I'll have to admit I've heard the name Jones before, but are you sure Stan Jones is a songwriter?
Would you call Ghost Riders in the Sky a great song?
Did he write that?
Words and music.
Well, I grab, I'll have to have a talk with him.
I know he'd be glad to talk to you, sure.
I might even give him a few pointers.
Mm-hmm.
You say that's Thursday?
That's right, Shug.
Excuse me, fellas. I have something to do. Thursday.
Hey, Shug.
Yeah, what do you want, George Old Peanut Pusher number two?
Shug, how are you on riddles?
Riddles? Well, one time I almost figured out how to untie a pretzel. What's your riddle?
Well, Shug, what's the difference between a lemon and an elephant?
What's the difference between a lemon and an elephant?
Yeah.
Why, any idiot knows that.
Yeah?
Don't tell me now. Let me guess. Let's see. An elephant weighs more, natural, but a lemon has a skin you can peel. Then add two oranges and an orangutan. I don't know.
You don't?
No.
Well, you wouldn't be much of a man to send to the store for a lemon.
I sure wouldn't. I'll slug you and get... George, you're either the corniest corn pop I ever known, or you're getting awful sneaky starting a conversation about platters.
Why, Shug, everybody knows there's a difference between an elephant and a lemon.
Of course.
Just like folks know who've tried a 5-cent bag of Planters salted peanuts. Knows there's a difference in peanuts, too.
Now you're talking, bud.
You betcha. And there's a good many nickels worth of nourishment in those 5-cent bags of Planters. Just as much protein as you'd get by eating a beefsteak and a lot of other valuable food elements like vitamins and minerals. Try eating a bag full of those crisp, crunchy peanuts anytime you're hungry and see how they hit the spot. Tide you over between meals, act as a quick pickup when you kind of slacken down toward the end of a hard day. Yes, a 5-cent bag of Planter salted peanuts is sure packed full of good, nourishing food energy. And they taste mighty good, too. Because Planters means they're the best peanuts in the crop. Why, they're roasted and toasted and salted just right by a special process. That peanut eating habit is a good habit to get. So pick up a half dozen bags or more of Planters salted peanuts. Remember, wherever you are, wherever you go, Planters is the word for peanuts. In nickel bags and vacuum cans, as well as peanut butter and peanut oil.
The famous Flyin' Far Brothers with his famous flying fiddle, and I'll get all those F's in yet. He's playing Dragging the Boat.
I don't think you was dragging too much. It sounded like you added a little jet fuel to his flying fiddle.
Yeah, did it that, Kenny.
Say, are we going to make our Gold Deed Award today to that good deed doer, Lillian Johnson?
We sure are, Ken. She's going to receive a gold deed to an acre of our Lucky You Ranch for her many good deeds. You know, her sister wrote the letter, and she said, well... why don't I read it instead of trying to tell everybody about it?
It's a good idea, Lloyd.
The letter is addressed to the Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood, California, and it says, Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I listen to your program every noon when I go home for lunch. I think it is a real fine program and enjoy it so much. The person I'd like to see receive an acre of land for a good deed is my sister, Lillian Johnson. It's hard to explain in words what she means to me and all she has done for me. For 5 years, I was ill and had two operations, one right after the other. Through all of my illness, she's taken care of me, paid for nearly all of it, and is still continuing to pay. Now she has taken me out here to California from the Middle West, as she thought the sunshine and warmer weather would do me a lot of good. It took all of her savings to help me. I'll never be able to repay her, so I thought that if she could receive a gold deed in that way, I could show her how much she means to me. I know that acre of land would mean more to her than all the money I could ever give her, as it would really be something of her own. I think California is a pretty wonderful place. It's signed, sincerely, Ann Johnson, 680 South Catalina Street, Los Angeles 5, California.
That was a fine letter, Lloyd, and Lillian Johnson is a fine person to pull up stakes and move to a new part of the country without knowing what would be ahead. And besides your gold deed to an acre of Lucky You land, we'd like to also send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. If you fellas don't mind, I'd like to do the singing hills for our gold deed winner. It might bring back pleasant memories of that part of the Midwest you migrated from.
Well, Kenny, I think that's a real fine idea. The singing hills for Lillian Johnson.
The singing hills are singing tonight, still echoing a song of long ago. The singing hills singing that night, that lovely night, you said I love you so. The wind in the valley joins in our sweet refrain. But now the wind and I, each night we cry, come back again. Though you are gone, the song lingers on, still echoing among the singing hills. The wind in the valley joins in our sweet refrain. But now the wind and I, each night we cry, come back again. Among the singing hills.
Oh, thank you. That is fine, Ken.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. It was a pleasure. Say, did you meet Ben Roscoe when he stopped by the Lucky You last week?
I sure did, Ken. I've known Ben for a long time.
Well, then you know that he's commercial manager and promotion director of the ABC station KPKW in Pasco, Washington.
I know, Ken, and I also know that KPKW covers the tri-cities of Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland, and there's a big bunch of people in that area.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why I was so pleased when he told me about how well the people up in that area like tuning in on our daily visits from the Lucky You.
Yeah, that's really great. I know we've been getting some fine comments from the listeners up in and around that part of the country.
You bet we have. And keep it up, friends. We sure enjoy those letters of yours. We don't get an opportunity to answer many of them, but we appreciate it nevertheless.
Hey, fellows.
Yeah, Carl?
I heard what Ken said, and I think it's well. How about dedicating a song to Ben Roscoe and folks up in Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland, who Tune us in on KPKW.
Well, now, I think that's a fine idea. Come on, pioneers. We've got a rip snorter here entitled Down the Trail to San Antone.
I'll hop on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and all the trains will ride, ride, ride. I can't wait until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
I just received a letter from my gal in San Antone, and she said that she would be my bride. I know she really loves me and her heart is true, so I guess I'd better take a ride.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and over the plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I can't wait until I have her by my side.
Oh, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
Through the hills and over the plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I can't wait until I have her by my side.
Hold on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail
to San Antone. Hello, Betty. How's our number one school marm today?
Well, just fine, Lloyd. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Betty.
Oh, I thought I never was going to make it up here today.
Why, Betty? What happened?
Oh, Tommy Anders stuck little Susie's pigtails in the inkwell.
Well, that sounds like a real catastrophe.
Well, it sure was. I had to use ink eradicator to get it out of her hair.
And what happened to Tommy?
Well, he's washing every blackboard and cleaning every eraser. When I get back, I have a nice corner picked out for him to stand in for the rest of the afternoon.
Fiddlesticks. That's kid stuff. Now, when I was young, and we let the kindergarten crew take care of small stuff like that.
I suppose you're going to tell us that you were really a terror, huh?
You know something? I'll never forget the time I filled my teacher's hat with hornets.
Hornets?
Yeah, hornets. And when she put her hat on...
Yes, go on, Chugs. What happened?
She had bees in her bonnet.
Betty, I'm sorry that Chug makes up such big fibs.
Well, I hope it was a fib.
It was, I guarantee you. Say, before Chug gets refueled and is back with an even bigger fib, how about a song today?
Well, I'll be glad to, Lloyd. But the one I picked is sort of sad.
Well, that's all right, Betty. I know it'll be pretty, though.
Hey, which one of you knuckled heads picked up the mail today?
Chug, you're interrupting.
Interrupting? You can't fool me. That's what volcanoes do.
Now, let's not get started on volcanoes, Chuck. I picked up the mail today. Why?
Was there a very important-looking document? Was there anything for me?
There was nothing for you, Chuck.
Are you sure?
Nothing, Chuck.
Well, if anything comes along special to lift, air my mate, by carrier pigeon, let me know, will you?
Yes, sir. Now, if it's not asking too much, could Miss Taylor go ahead and vocalize?
Vocalize? Grab, if she wants to, she can even go ahead and sing. I don't see.
Thank you very much, Chuck. What's the title of the song, Betty?
Foolish Tears, Ken.
Uh-huh. Well, the first part can be dedicated to Chuck. Sing, Betty. I promise there'll be no more interruptions.
Foolish tears, oh, foolish tears, stop falling. You know you can't bring him back to me.
these tears? Why do you keep recalling the days in the happy used to be? He never could believe I really love him. He knows I wasn't true to him before. Foolish tears, why go on thinking of him? You know we're not wanted anymore. Why do you keep reminding me about him? Must I go on remembering through the years? Can't you see we must live on without him? Please help me forget him.
Thank you very much, Betty. That was just about perfect.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. You know, it's not really a Western, but I like it.
Well, it sure was nice.
Gosh, I have to be getting back to school and get that Anders boy settled in that corner. Say, where's Tommy?
Oh, he went down to the bunkhouse for a minute, but he'll be right back.
Well, I better not wait, but will you tell him, Lloyd, I'll be expecting him at 7? I'm knitting him a sweater, and he promised to hold the yarn for me.
Oh, he did. Well, I'll tell him, Betty. So long.
Bye, Lloyd. Bye, fellas.
So long, Betty.
Hello, Betty.
How do you like that? Tommy Doss, our number one bronco buster, holding yarn.
Quiet, Chuck. Oh, here comes Tommy. Say, Tommy.
Yeah, Lloyd.
You just missed Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'll see her tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's what I said.
And what are you going to do tonight, Catherine and Owen and the real Catherine and Don G. John Thomas?
Oh, I have a business to transact in town. It's very important.
Yeah, that's quite a yarn.
What do you mean, Shug?
Oh, nothing, but don't let anyone pull the wool over your eyes.
Don't worry, I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah, and don't let any strings be attached to it either.
Shug, get out of here and go fiddle someplace.
Fiddle?
Yeah.
What do you want me to fiddle?
The Chant of the Plains.
That's even sneakier than the way Betty announced her song last
week. Well, never mind.
Well, make up your mind. Do you want me to fiddle or don't you?
Friends, in spite of one pioneer, Shug Fisher, we're going to answer some requests and sing The Chant of the Plains. It features the voice of Tommy Doss.
Listen to the prairie weaver's song from a whale. Listen to him blend it with a nightingale. Winging up above where the dark clouds sail and fly. I need you. Listen to the rhythm of the padded feet. Stealing through the desert, hear his wild heartbeat. Searching for his love and my heart repeats his cry.
Falls and I long for you. Everything here in God's garden shares my longing too.
Listen to the prairie weaver's song from a whale. Listen to him blend it with a nightingale. Winging up above where the dark clouds sail and fly. Padded feet, stealing through the desert, hear his wild heartbeat, searching for his love, and the heart repeats his cry. I need you. Far in the distance, hear that note, it's born of a call in the savage soul who waits a mate's reply. Listen to the moaning of the wind on its way. Everything he touches, see it bend and sway. Seem to pledge your love and send him on his way. That's why.
Hey, Lloyd, do we have time to hear Hugh's thought for the day?
Have time, Ken? We always have time for a good thought. In fact, I'd like to take just a second to remind our listeners to keep sending them in. We not only appreciate it, but those thoughts could be just that extra nudge needed by someone to get them over that last rough spot in the road of life. How about it, Hugh? Do you have a thought for today?
Well, you better do, Lloyd. It was sent in by another one of our good listeners, too.
Well, fine.
It's from an ex-GI who is now mining down in Death Valley. His name is Jack Summers, and he writes that after the war, he had it pretty tough, and because of it, became bitter and envious, blaming everybody and everyone but himself. Then he ran across this proverb, which kind of hit home. So now if things don't go exactly the way he thinks they should, instead of trying to place the blame on someone else, he says to himself, remember, any time you throw mud, bud, you're losing ground.
Well, you, I think, Jack Summers has a pretty good grip on life. Throw mud, bud, you just lose ground. By golly, I'm going to tuck that one away in my little book. Say, Pioneers, I think we better do a bit of so long for Jack down there in Death Valley, huh?
I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again. Of the people I've met and the places I've been. Some of the troubles that bothered my mind. Not a lot of good people that I left behind.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along.
I went to your family and asked them for you. They all said, take her, oh, take her, please do. She can't cook or sew, and she won't mop the floor. So I put on my hat and tiptoed out the door, saying,
so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along.
Hearts, they sat in the dark and they sparked. They hugged and they kissed in the dusty old dark. They sighed and they cried and they hugged and they kissed. But instead of marriage, they talk like this, honey.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. What a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along, gotta be drifting along. Even tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, sir, that old afternoon sun is giving us the high sign again that it's time to get back to work out here in the old Lucky You. So that means we'll have to pull the curtain on today's visit. I'd sure like to know what's so all-fired important that Shug's looking for in that mail. Well, maybe he'll receive it tomorrow and we'll all know what it is. But for right now, this is George Putnam saying for all the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the rest of the Lucky You gang, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. And say any of you folks who enjoy stopping by to just say hello Monday through Friday, why not write for tickets in care of ABC in Hollywood? Or if you're around and down the street from us, just drop in and see us. That welcome mat is always out. whiskey, you.
America sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.